I'm going to be reading from the Profession of Faith for the Days of Great Apostasy, version 9, 2022. And this Profession of Faith was composed by Richard Joseph Michael I. Branning. This audio only contains the basic dogmas from the Profession of Faith. Here's an introduction. The basic Catholic Profession of Faith contains the minimal things that all men must know and believe in order to become members of the Catholic Church and thus to be at a faithful. Hence, if a catechumen, that is a man who's preparing to become a member of the Catholic Church, is in danger of death, he must at least know and believe all the basic dogmas, all of which are listed in this basic Catholic Profession of Faith. He can then enter the Catholic Church either by baptism or abjuration. However, if the candidate does not die, he must continue to study the Catholic faith in order to remain a member of the Catholic Church. The first thing he must study and consent to is the Profession of Faith for the Days of the Great Apostasy. And this particular audio then is can contain the first points from points 1 to 18, which are the basic dogmas of the Catholic Church that all men must believe to become members. Number 1. All the basic dogmas must be known and believed in order to be a member of the Catholic Church. Hence, these dogmas must be known and believed before one can enter the Catholic Church either by baptism or abjuration. A so-called member of the Catholic Church who does not know or believe a basic dogma is not a member of the Catholic Church and thus is outside the Catholic Church until he knows and believes all the basic dogmas. Basic dogmas consist of natural law basic dogmas and non-natural law basic dogmas. Subheading, Natural Law Basic Dogmas. Point 2. The natural law is in the hearts of all men. God implants the natural law in their hearts at the instant their souls are created. Point 3. Hence, all men know all the natural law dogmas, even though some men may ignore them or choose not to believe in or obey them. Point 4. The natural law consists of all the basic dogmas of morality and some basic dogmas of faith. Number 5. Some natural laws are known by instinct and reason, and the others are known only by reason. Point 6. By God's grace, the natural law in your heart and reason, all men know some basic dogmas regarding the faith, such as the following. A. There is only one God who rewards the just and punishes the wicked. B. God has always existed and thus had no beginning. C. God is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-good, all-holy, all-just, and merciful. D. God created all things. E. God creates things out of nothing. F. Because there is only one true God, there can be only one true church, one true faith, and thus one true religion. G. All false gods and false religions contain obvious falsehoods, which all men can detect by God's grace and their reason, and thus even without the knowledge of the true religion. H. Man has a soul and a body, and both were created by God, and thus both did not always exist. I. Men have free will because they can choose to believe or do something or not. J. Men, by their own fault, are corrupt, evil, sinful, and defective. K. There are evil men and good men. Evil men who die go to an evil place, and good men who die go to a good place. L. Men know that there are things they cannot discover by the natural law and thus must be learned from external sources. M. Men know that there are some things that they can never understand by human reason. N. Men know that there are some things that are impossible for them to even know. Point 7. By the natural law in their heart, all men know all the basic dogmas of morals. What follows is a list of a few, all of which can be known by reason and instinct. A, murder is evil. B, adultery is evil. C, homosexuality, bestiality, and transgenderism are evil. D, abortion is evil. E, stealing is evil. F, lying is evil. G, obedience must be given to lawful superiors. Hence, wives must obey their husbands. Children must obey their parents. Citizens must obey their civil authorities. Workers must obey their bosses. Students must obey their teachers. Soldiers must obey their military superiors. Sports players must obey their coaches, etc. H. Obedience is not due to superiors when they command something sinful. I. Love and care for one's own family is good. J. Helping the poor and sick is good. K. Judging, denouncing, and punishing evildoers and other lawbreakers are good things. Subheading, non-natural law, basic dogmas. Point 8. Non-natural law basic dogmas can only be known from an external source, such as by hearing or reading about them. What follows are all the non-natural law basic dogmas. Point 9. The dogmas in the Apostles' Creed, which state that, quote, I believe in God the Father Almighty and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the underworld. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. End quote. 10. The dogma of the Most Holy Trinity, which states that there is one God and three divine persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Even though each of the three divine persons is God, there is only one God. As God, each divine person is uncreated, unmade, and eternal, and thus always existed and will always exist. Just remember three in one. Three divine persons in one God. 11. The dogma of the Incarnation, which states that God the Son, Jesus Christ, became man in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Hence, since the Incarnation, Jesus Christ is both God and man, and thus has two natures, the nature of God from all eternity, and the nature of man from the Blessed Virgin Mary. Therefore, since the Incarnation, Jesus Christ is one divine person, as he always was, but now with two natures, a divine nature and a human nature. Just remember two in one, two natures and one divine person. 12. The dogma that the Catholic God, Church, and faith are the one and only true God, Church, and faith. 13. The dogma that only members of the Catholic Church can be in a way of salvation, as this has to be one of the main motives for wanting to be a member of the Catholic Church. 14. The dogma that men who do not profess belief in the Catholic faith or adhere to non-Catholic religions, sects, or churches, or no religions, are not Catholic and are sons of the devil and thus not children of God. This also applies to nominal Catholics who belong to nominal Catholic churches. 15. The dogma that Satan is the father and author of all evil and thus of all sins. 16. Catholics are banned under pain of idolatry, heresy, or schism from being in religious communion with non-Catholics and thus performing religious acts with non-Catholics. Point 17. The dogma and one allowable opinion regarding original sin are as follows. A. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, committed the original sin. B. All humans inherit original sin, except Jesus, which is a dogma, and Mary, which is an allowable opinion. This is a footnote 2 here. The doctrine that Mary was not guilty of any sin is an allowable opinion and not a dogma, because Pius IX, who would have infallibly defined it, was an apostate antipope, and thus his decree was null and void, Look for the next true pope to infallibly define it. C. Original sin is a deadly sin in the soul and thus places men in a state of damnation and makes them children of the devil. D. Some consequences of original sin are pain and suffering to the body and mind and eventual death to the body. E. Even after original sin and the punishment due to sin are remitted in the soul, the consequences of original sin still remain in the body are known as the concupiscence of the flesh. And this is point 18, the last point on the basic dogmas. The sacrament of baptism, when worthily administered and received, makes one a member of the Catholic Church and remits all sins and the punishment due to sins. However, it is a secondary dogma that baptism bestows the indelible mark. Now that's the end of the section on basic dogmas.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.